Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we have this debate quite a bit. When you go out on a date, how are you going to split the bill? Is the dude going to take charge? Is the woman going to go, look, no, I'm my own woman. I'm independent. I don't need your cash. So how is it split up?
All right, so the first one I'm going to play for you is a video that went viral of a woman explaining a savage response she has if a man expects to split the bill with her. And then shortly after that, we're going to debate this new dating theory, and that's that a woman shouldn't sleep with a man until he spent $2,000 on them.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Let's take these one at a time.
Yep, so here's the first one. So this is at Pearl Botts on Instagram, and I saw this on Lad Bible, and she's giving women advice on what they should do if a man expects her to split the bill.
When a man wants to go 50-50 with you on a date, do this. Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed right now. Wait, you wanted to just be friends? I'm so confused. This whole entire time, I thought this was a date. Oh my God. Okay, I'm so sorry. Here's my card.
You watch, dude, put that money up.
I'm not mad at that. I'm actually not mad at that.
That is really solid.
That's pretty good.
That is. And they even put in the caption, that's chess, not checkers.
Yep.
A problem, but I guess this is not a date.
That's beautiful. And it plays on the ego the same way your trick does with the Tesla.
Yes. Oh my God. That's the new Taurus. That's so amazing. I've heard such good things about them. And you can get them for a steal, right? Like, they're super cheap.
I see the T on your car. It's a Taurus. Man, Tesla owners would be pissed.
All right. So then I came across this article that there's a new dating technique that has emerged, and it's going viral on social media as well. And it's the $2,000 date rule. Okay, so let me read. Dating expert Jana Hawking says there is a theory going around social media that encourages women to hold off on getting into the bedroom until a man has spent a decent amount of money on them. She actually discovered this theory from a dating podcast, host called Tink. Now, the first reason why this new rule is kind of growing on me, says Jana, is that if a guy is willing to go on enough dates to warrant $2,000 out of pocket, then there's a fair chance the guy is probably properly invested in you. And then she also goes, I mean, if the libido can withstand that many dates, then he's a keeper. That's kind of shallow, but whatever. Then she goes, the second reason I like this rule, and I think most importantly, is spending that amount of time together without getting distracted by nakedness might actually help us get all those icks out of the way nice and early. Now, she admitted she wasn't on board with the concept at first because $2,000 is a lot of money to spend on someone. But she's coming around to it because the sum of money would definitely give you enough time to work out whether this person was worth going all the way in. Now, she goes, this doesn't apply to people who are very wealthy because they could drop $2,000 at the drop of a hat.
He's taking you to Chili's going, check, I'm going to tip you. Here's $2,000.
But yeah, so it's the $2,000 rule. Don't sleep with him until he spent $2,000 on you.
I like that they're like, this isn't for the really rich. I'm like, if you can spend $2,000 on dates, you're rich. That is literally like 40 dates at Chili's at $50 a pop.
There's so much offensive about this. I would think, Cassie, you'd be running with this. First of all, it's assuming that men have more value, that women are just there to not be physical also, right? Where women have needs also. Why do they have to wait for $2,000, right?
It turns everything into a monetary transaction.
Yeah, right?
And it places, like, the man has to spend everything. There's no equality in the relationship. It's using men. Mm-hmm. So you spend $1,000 and you decide it doesn't work out and y'all have just But it's just so dumb. Like, that's not what relationships are about. There's no monetary value. And it's the same way if they had come to the table and said, guys, if she hasn't put out by the third date, well, then she's not interested in you. I'd be equally as mad. Like, it's just... Stop trying to place these stupid parameters on dates.
Yeah, $2,000 means completely different things to different people. Even if you're not like exorbitantly wealthy, it's easier for a guy making six figs to drop $2,000 in a month. And then, you know, you're getting laid in 4 weeks. Whereas if somebody's still like in the entry level parts of their job, like $2,000 is a very significant amount of money. So you're like wait like 6-7 months. And it just seems like a very dumb rule that I also don't even know how you would keep track. Like, you just asking for receipts at the end of every day. Right. Like, hang on, I gotta tally this up in my notes app.
Could you imagine, Abby, you go on a few dates with a guy and then he breaks out a spreadsheet and he's like, Abby, we've met the 2K mark. Now it's time to put out.
Yep.
Look, if he's a freak in the Excel sheets.
The idea of her being at the table saying you're about $35 away would be hilarious. And watch how quickly he spends that $35.
Tiramisu, please.
Yeah, I mean, I hate everything about this. It's just so superficial. And it's also suggesting that dudes just are in this for the physical part. Like, here it is. Here's the prize, but you got to get $2,000 for it.
Well, you guys have said, to be fair, that that is very important. Like, you said you wouldn't want to date somebody who doesn't, like, who wants to withhold themselves from marriage.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
So, right, it's sure. Obviously important.
The majority of the men are pretty much in it.
I mean, I
hate to say it. But
yeah, let's keep
not
it.
Not all, but a lot.
The Burt Show.